Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. Sean Stone is here. He is our cultural correspondent to tell us what is happening on area stages and screens. It's always a pleasure to have him before our microphones, and we welcome you, sir. How are you?
Good. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you. Right back to you. Now, you went to go see a film I want to see, actually, 10 Cloverfield Lane with John Goodman. We were talking about this, actually, with John Goodman and Mary Elizabeth Winstead. What'd you think?
I saw it in IMAX.
Ooh.
And it was scary, and he's scary. It's the kind of movie, if you didn't see Cloverfield, it was a monster movie. Monsters invade New York. They're really nasty. In this movie, it's more all set in a bunker, where John Goodman has these two young people, Mary Elizabeth Winstead and some guy, basically locked in this bunker, and he tells them the world's ended.
It's a little more psychological then.
It's more psychological.
Yeah.
And Goodman is fantastically creepy, and she is fantastically, sort of resourceful. It's that kind of movie. And it's, how do you say it? Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you.
Right.
You know, it's that kind of thing. You know, it's like the clock is, the stopped clock is right twice a day, you know,
yes.
So occasionally the paranoid guy with the bunker is right.
Right. Put the monkey at the typewriter long enough,
exactly.
He'll write a sentence.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, and it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
Good. Cloverfield, 10 Cloverfield Lane with John Goodman and Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Coming up tonight, this is exciting, Helsinki Hudson.
Yeah, Aaron Neville is going to be at Helsinki Hudson. They're selling general admission standing room only tickets. Last I checked.
Now, what if I want to celebrate the holiday and not go too far?
I don't know.
No, if I...
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Okay, so Now, that sounds like a great event, but if I want to hear like music right here in Albany and just go across the street, then what do I do?
Well, there you have the St. Patrick's Day punk celebration featuring the Hudson Falcons and New Red Scare at the Low Beat right across the street from this studio.
That's right. It's otherwise known as our lunchroom.
Yeah, we don't have time for this long, funny story I had, but I was supposed to review their St. Patrick's Day show in 2000, and I went to the wrong venue in Valentine's.
Oh.
I went upstairs, but then it was all right because the band never showed up till after midnight.
Oh, all right.
So it was like one night of disaster.
You would have been a pumpkin anyway.
Exactly. And then, let's see. Tomorrow night, Friday, Union College Concert Series, pianist Paul Lewis. He's going to play Brahms, Schubert, and Liszt. Saturday night at the Underground at Proctor's. It's the pretty much the best comedy show. And there's sort of monthly comedy night with Adrian Iapolucci. Hopefully I got that right. Saturday night at MPAC, there's an audio-visual movement performance hosted by Senem Perler called Moved in Noir, and it's just variations on blackness, I think.
One of those great things that MPAC does so well.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Although I couldn't figure out which venue it was in. I couldn't figure that out from the website, so I'm not sure whether it's in one of the studios or in the concert hall or in,
somewhere blackness.
But they're all such beautiful venues.
They are.
And then Saturday night at the Palace Theater in Albany, it's the Albany Symphony Orchestra. The concert's curated by the Sleeping Giant Collective, and the program includes Barber, Vivaldi, Mozart, Andrew Norman, and more. The Barber is the famous adagio for strings. And then Sunday at the Palace, Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m., it's the Sunday Symphony for Families with the ASO. It's called the Superhero Show, so it'll be zany and entertaining.
And the folks from the ASO will join us tomorrow, some of the composers and David, so look forward to that conversation.
Delightful. And then Sunday afternoon up in Glens Falls at the Hyde Collection, the Helen Froelich Auditorium, the de Blasi's Chamber Music Series continues with the Deco Saxophone Quartet, by some Bach, some Philip Glass, and basically a bunch of saxophone repertory, which is not something you hear very often. So it's not like you're going to go there and, hear Brahms and all the stuff you usually hear. You're going to hear...
A great group at a great venue.
Yes, yes. And then Sunday evening, one of the funny men of the day, one of the great funny men,
yes,
David Cross, is going to be at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall.
Mr. Amber Tamblyn.
That kind of blows my mind. And then Tuesday night at the Upstate Concert Hall in Clifton Park, it's Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe, earworm song.
Yeah.
She put out an album called Emotion last year, which actually got a lot of good reviews. So that should be good.
And speaking of Disney.
Oh, boy. Disney's The Lion King is settling in at Proctor's beginning Tuesday night, and it runs through April 17th. So if you know it, you want to see it.
That's great. I love the show.
There you go.
I do love it. All right. And then some movies. We have great movies coming up.
We've got...
Actually, I don't know that they're great or not.
Some of them look interesting. Sally Field is in Hello, My Name is Doris, and I love Sally Field, so yeah, that might be fun. There's a comedy called The Bronze with Melissa Rauch as an ex-Olympic medalist who's really resentful about having to turn into a coach. That one's got a lot of zany people in it. That looks like it could be funny.
All right.
Only Yesterday, which is an animated film from Japan Studio Ghibli. They brought us Spirited Away and Howl's Moving Castle and that type of movie. Then there's your YA franchise, Allegiant. I haven't caught up with that one, so I don't know if
Divergent. Saw the first one.
Yeah, was it okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you like your young adult franchises, sci-fi things, then you got Allegiant. And finally, there's Miracles from Heaven, which I mention only because, you know, Ben Affleck gets a second chance and he gets to star in superhero movies, and Jennifer Garner is stuck in this. There is no justice in Hollywood. That's all.
We'll let that stand. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. He joins us each and every Thursday. We look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.